Hey there, welcome to OPG's Tips and Tricks. Here I'm going to share some quick tips and some tricks that I think you'll find very useful. Let's get right to it. Welcome back to another quick episode of Tips and Tricks. This one is going to be about how to handle your SD and CF cards in your cameras so that you can keep shooting and doing what you love and not have any of these big headaches and these nightmares that everyone talks about. So we're going to talk about the proper practices for SD, CF cards, and all the other camera cards in between, the fast ones, the short ones, the small ones, the tiny ones. So first things first, let's talk about choosing the right SD and CF cards for your camera. And I know these things can be overwhelming, even for me, who's been doing this for a very long time. Unless you're somebody who's a crazy person who loves reading specs about everything and really digging into, sometimes choosing these cards can be a real problem. And I just kind of want to go over some best practices so that you can avoid the dreaded error messages on the back of your camera, or gosh forbid, getting a corrupt card, which is the worst thing that could ever happen to anybody possible, especially with shooting days. So, and weddings, because as you know, we can't go back and do these moments ever again. Cannot go back and do them. There are some circumstances where you could do things, and I'll get into that in a little bit. So, and again, it's completely overwhelming how to select your cards. And if you're a newer photographer, I feel you. As a seasoned photographer, it's a real problem for me too. So again, you don't want to be left in the middle of a shoot with a full card and have problems with slow writing speeds, I should say. And the best advice I can give you is, you know, unfortunately, the more money you spend on quality cards, the better they're usually going to be. And that probably pretty much 85 to 90% of the time. So, that being said, spend some money on your cards. It's going to pay off in the future. And I think you'll thank me for it later on. Now, getting into the nitty gritty, first and foremost, you know, again, what I said about spending some decent money on cards, that's number one. Number two, the best practice that you could do is, you should always be, and if you don't know this, and some of this may be very basic to people, so forgive me, but first, always format your card in your camera before each shoot. And I highly recommend that you format your card in the camera that you're going to shoot in. And I actually keep two separate cases for my two different bodies and format my card. So this way during the day, I don't have to worry about formatting the card before I shoot it. In other words, you need to format that card before you begin shooting on it each time and, you know, get rid of all the information that's on there. And what I'm saying by that means do not do it on your desktop, on your computer, or any other way that you could possibly delete images on your card. It should be formatted on your car, on the camera that you are shooting in. So there's two things that you could do. You could keep all your cards in one case. When you switch out your cards, you put the new card in, you format it on the spot. Now, as you know, shooting weddings can be crazy. And of course, when you need to switch cards, it's usually right in the middle of when the bride's walking down or the couple's walking down the aisle, or a moment that you don't have time to format a card. So that's why I said, get two cases, format your cards before the event, and then you never have to worry about it. I know every time I put a card in my camera that hasn't been formatted, the first thing I want to do is look at the images on it and be like, gosh, did I downloaded all of these images, right? I've archived all these images. And all of a sudden it's that moment of panic, but, and you know, you got to format the card and you do it anyway, right? So that'll avoid you getting, taking the chance of ever formatting a card, before you've downloaded the images. And, if you've ever seen that power bar going as it's deleting your images, it's a moment of panic. So don't do that to yourself. You make yourself crazy doing that. So that's my first, second piece of advice. Next piece of advice would be always store your cards in a cool, dry place. Avoid exposing them to extreme temperatures and moisture. And this is a great way to have a corrupt card or getting a card to fail later on. Do not leave your cards in the car on a hot day. Do not leave your cards in the car on very cold days. You want these things to be the temperature of the room, And, you know, I always used to pack my bags up in the car, but I always used to do these two things. One, I would carry the cards on me in the car, either in my suit jacket pocket, or somewhere on my body, as I was driving to the event. And then at the end of the day, I may not keep those cards on me all day. Maybe I'll put them towards the end of the day because I don't want to walk around with them in my backpack. But again, I always try and keep the cards on me unless I'm like right next to my, my camera gear case. So always keep your card, best advice, keep your cards on you all day long. And especially towards the end of the day when you've switched out cards several times, keep that card on you. Worst thing that could ever happen to you is your camera bag gets stolen and then all of your cards are in there. The entire wedding day is gone. Never mind your gear. That's always awful. It's happened to me. But fortunately, I've had the cards on me and not such a big deal. I have insurance. The insurance replaced my gear. You cannot replace those CF cards with those valuable memories on there. So that's a few more pieces of advice. And then the other thing that I would do is download those cards as soon as you possibly can. There have been many evenings where I downloaded my cards at 3 o'clock in the morning after very, very long days. But I always wanted to go to bed at night knowing all of those cards are downloaded. They've been backed up to another hard drive or cloud system. I used to actually back up to a hard drive and a cloud system. And then I would always take another hard drive at some point during the season or mid-season or something like that. And I would always take a hard drive and I'd bring it over to my mom's house and I'd just have her keep it there. So I always was having these redundant backups so that, gosh forbid, anything could happen. Everything is there. I didn't even trust cloud storage. The world could end and then you don't have the cloud storage. I know that's kind of ridiculous, but cloud storage takes time and you have to, I may not necessarily do that the evening of, or I'll start it that evening and then go to bed. It's a great feeling going to bed knowing that everything's backed up. You're done. You still have the other backup of the cards because you haven't formatted them. Or if you've got to get to another wedding the next day, you definitely have to do this. During the fall season, I used to back at 3 o'clock in the morning. I come home and watch football games that I DVR'd. I download everything and then I go to bed, either really upset that the Jets lost or, actually usually most nights I go to bed when the Jets have lost. Anyway, getting into the weeds here, also think about, the lifespan of your cards. I don't think there's really any specific amount of time that it's been deemed. I couldn't find any information on it about when you should throw your cards out and move on to some new cards. I used to try and go with new cards every season, which I think was a little bit of an overkill, but I would every season I just start with a new set of cards. I go out and buy them usually in January, February when it's slow. Make sure that I like these cards and make sure that I have cards that are fast enough to write to my cameras. If you're like me and like to shoot RAW plus JPEG, you need some pretty fast cards, especially with the newer cameras. You need super duper fast cards. If you want to be cheap, it's probably not a good idea to do RAW plus JPEG. Maybe you do, small RAW. Sometimes I would do small RAW plus large JPEG because the large JPEGs are what we want here at OPG. And kind of like that. So those are a few tips that I have as far as that's concerned. Just quickly talking about the different kinds of cards. There's the I did some research on this. So CFE Express Type A and Type B cards. These cards are the newest ones of fastest storage media available. I actually don't own any of these. And I'm definitely going to be looking into buying some of these. They are designed for our newer cameras. The Sonys with the huge files. The new Canons and Nikons with the huge files, and they can write with transfer speeds up to 800 megabytes a second. That's fast. So I would highly recommend those kinds of cards. The Type B cards are even faster, 1.4 gigabytes a second. My gosh, that is really fast. I'm sure they're super duper expensive. I need to do my homework on that. But these are the perfect cards for wedding photographers and, the best way to, one of the great ways to get a corrupt card is to, write to your cards too fast and, eventually, something bad is going to happen. So I don't recommend that. Then you have CF Fast cards, as they're called. They're similar to the CFE Express cards. These are transfer speeds of up to 550 megabytes a second. That's super duper fast as well. And these are known for the durability, making them even better for us in harsh environments. Okay, XQD cards. These cards were introduced in 2010, so they've been around a while. They are fast with 440 megabytes a second. They are good for wedding photographers as well. And also, these are supposedly handle harsh, are specifically designed for harsh environments. You might want to look into those too. And then, as you know, micro SD cards are not used in many of our DSLRs and mirrorless, but might be worth looking into. I think that's pretty much it. So those are some different kinds of cards if you're looking into it. Do your homework on that stuff. And, you know, like buying good film back in the day, you don't want to cheap out on your cards. This is the media that you're going to be writing your precious memories to, and it's your job. So I'd love to talk to you if you have any thoughts on this. I know some of the techies, I'm not a tech guy, so, you know, these kinds of tips and tricks are a little more difficult for me to get into the weeds on different specs. But I can tell you from experience, to recap, keep your cards on you. I also like to switch them out often. So I don't buy super duper high storage cards. I like to stick around 64 gigs or 128. That's usually a good size for me. And then I usually like to try and switch out my cards pretty much during each part of the wedding day. So I like to switch out my cards after I do my getting ready shots on the way to the ceremony. I'll switch my cards out. Then after the ceremony, I switch my cards out again when I get to the reception, or sometimes I'll leave it in to get through family pictures if they're done immediately after, and then at the reception, and then I'll switch out my cards again. And then I like to switch out my cards twice during the reception, leaving me with a bunch of cards at the end of the day to download. This way, if one of them goes down, everything's going to be fine. I'm only going to lose maybe a couple hours of the event, of the day. Listen, it's not great either way, but at least I know that I don't have an entire day's events on one card. Please don't do that. This is a poor practice to do. I know it's easy, but you know, again, switching out your cards so you have, you know, at least 6 to 8 cards shot during the day. Remember, if you're shooting on two cameras, you know, and again, and you're shooting to two different cards on a camera, you know, you could wind up with, 15, 16, 20, 20 cards to download. Well, actually, you don't need to download them. One maybe is backup. And also, just getting back to that too, let's say you have a CF card in one slot, SD card in the other, let's say. You don't necessarily need to download all those cards, but you should be switching them out. Again, redundant backup upon redundant backup will save you for that worst case scenario. And trust me, if you're a wedding photographer, there will be a worst case scenario at some point. And again, switching out your cards, I've had cameras stolen. I put my camera down on the bar. I turn around, they're gone. It literally has happened to me. It wasn't a big deal. I'd only lost maybe 2 hours of reception shots. I had a second photographer there. A couple never knew that anything was missing. So think about those things, and I hope this helps. I would love to know if you have any tips or tricks that you'd want to share with us, or you want me to add something to this. I'll upload the episode and amend this episode if I messed anything up, but I hope this is helpful. I hope you're listening to this at a time when it's time to switch out those cards, go out and buy some new ones, look for some deals. Black Friday is a great time to find SD cards and CF cards. My favorite time to buy cards. Every year I look for these. The same thing with storage devices. Best Buy always runs some cheap storage devices, and I don't spend a lot of money on those things because I switch them out so frequently. Again, redundant backups, switch out your cards. I hope this helps. Take care now. See you on the next episode of Tips and Tricks. Whoops, I'm back. I just remembered an important thing that I needed to add to this. And I think it's what happens, what I really wanted to go over, and forgive me, I'm back again. What I really wanted to go over is, let's say a card does go corrupt on you during the day. Something happens, you realize something is wrong, and you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Okay. You're a professional. let's all remember that you are the professional. You are there to capture people's precious memories, and there's no going back. So if you know something went wrong, this is an opportunity for you to try and make up for it. Now, I need, you have two choices. You could just go on like the rest of the day is, and then, make a bunch of excuses at the end of the day. However, depending on when during the day it happens, maybe there's an opportunity for you to redo these pictures. Now, in most cases, we say you cannot redo a wedding day pictures, but let's just say something happens in your cards while you're shooting family pictures or the bridal party shots or something happens like that. If there's things like that that can be replaced or redone again, this is your opportunity for you to do it. And you're going to have to eat a little crow here and embarrass yourself a little bit to try and make up for it. But it's really critical, and this is my best advice. And again, not necessarily the advice of OPG. This is my advice as Jason, is what he would do if he knew something was corrupt from the wedding day, specifically when it comes to family pictures, okay? Or things like that, that are very, very precious memories that cannot be replaced. You have to remember that family pictures sometimes could be of people that will be dead soon, okay? Or maybe dead in 5 years, maybe dead in 10 years. I know my wife and I look at our wedding pictures and there's a lot of dead people in them now. I know that's a little morbid, but this is what you're doing. You're documenting a day and people in that day. So what you can do is go to the couple towards the end of the day and say, I think there was something wrong. There was a smudge on my lens. There was something that just doesn't look right. And I really can't tell from the back of my camera, but I think it's going to be really important if we maybe redo a couple of these shots, whether it's the bridal party shots or this and that. But can we just try and get a couple of these again? Let's just do them informally. Maybe we can do them at the tables or just take them over to one place or another and redo those shots and get them done again. I don't know. I know this is a giant pain in the neck, but maybe we can redo those again. Or maybe it's a ceremony shots. You knew something happened during the ceremony. These are things that cannot be replaced, right? During a ceremony, at the end of the ceremony, something got messed up. You go up to the couple and say, I really need to do a little altar return with you just to maybe do a couple of these shots over and fake them because I think there might've been a smudge on my camera and I'd hate to have blurry shots. Can we just redo these just in case? I'll move quickly. I promise. I only need 5 minutes of your time. This is an opportunity for you to really save face and show that you did everything possible to make sure that you got those shots. And I can't stress this enough because you will not have an opportunity later on. Now, this couple should never know that your CF card got messed up or one of your memory cards got messed up. Never, ever, 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 ever admit that your card was corrupt because what's going to happen is that you may be able to replace a few shots, but they will go back and think about every minute of the wedding day and what is missing, and they will start accusing you of missing shots. Listen, mistakes happen, but they can get really miserable with this as you miss this shot, you miss that shot. Even if you didn't take that shot, now they're accusing you of missing those shots. So just a real big, quick tip on that. If anything ever goes wrong or a shot that you missed during a wedding day, if there is an opportunity for you to redo that shot, listen, it will never be the same, but it is better than not doing it at all and not having those shots later on. Because I can tell you from experience, 20 years later, that shot will still be important. Even if there's a story behind it, it's not like there's a hole in their wedding day and they cannot replace that. Nobody's going to get dressed up in those outfits ever again, or very rarely are you going to wear the suit you wore on your wedding day or the tuxedo you wore on your wedding day. And especially that bride is not going to wear that wedding dress again. And I've unfortunately been in a situation where I actually had to go out with a bride and groom and reshoot shots again. And this is where this experience from where I'm talking right now is coming from. So just a quick tip on that. This has nothing to do with CF cards and maintenance and proper best practices. This is what happens in the absolute worst scenario and just some advice to think about. But again, do not admit there was something wrong. Just say, I'd like to try and do something again. They're going to know something went wrong, but don't admit it because it's just going to cause you more problems down the road. All right, that's Uncle Jason. Uncle Jason's advice. All right, take care. See you on the next episode of Tips and Tricks. Take care now. Hey, do you have a tip or trick you want to share with us? Please email me, jgroup@orionphotogroup.com. I would love to hear your tips or tricks, and we'll even send you a nice little reward for doing so. Till then, thank you.